Video, Hundreds Gather for Let Us Worship Rally in Seattle. By Amy Furr on August 10, 2020. Hundreds of people gathered at Seattle's Cal Anderson Park on Sunday for a Let Us Worship rally led by worship leader Sean Voigt. The rallies began in opposition to California's coronavirus worship restrictions and have since spread to multiple states and cities, according to Cairo 7. Following the event, Voigt shared a video on social media of the crowd singing and dancing and said the worshipers in Seattle were the most courageous and bold in America. They win after tonight. He continued. Violent protesters showed up flashing knives. We had an entire satanic cult march through the worshipers the entire time yelling Hail Satan. We had white Antifa yelling and threatening black local pastors. They yelled obscenities and cursed at my wife and kids all night long. At one point, I had about 30 stationed bodyguards around myself and the band. You can see them in this vid, as they kept trying to storm the band and tackle them. They broke drums and guitar pedals. They killed our generators at one point, yet through it all, Seattle never stopped singing. We saw salvations, healings, miracles and baptisms. It was on another level. The church refused to be intimidated and God kept pouring out. Voigt tweeted a video Monday that was reportedly taken by a protester who said even though he yelled at the crowd, they kept on worshiping. Voigt's website described him as a missionary, artist, speaker, author, activist, and the founder of multiple worldwide movements. He also founded an organization called Hold the Line, whose goal is to engage with the church and with millennials in a way that charges them to become more politically active. In a Facebook post on Monday, the worship leader shared photos of the rally and said the time for courageous Christianity had come. No more backing down and fleeing for the suburbs. Jesus is coming for the hardest parts of our cities and he's jealous for praise, love and salvation to fill the streets, he wrote. Voigt and his band also held a rally Saturday night in Portland, Oregon, where he said thousands gathered to worship. Our tagline for last night was Riots to Revival, which we're also carrying with us into Seattle tonight. And we just believe that the church has the ability to change the narrative, he told Fox and Friends on Sunday. All of America has just seen these buildings burning and they've seen this destruction and this violence. And the news, the mainstream media seems to be infatuated with this. But I'm telling you, there is another story of what God is doing in these cities and the church is rising up, Voigt concluded.